Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new episode of your favorite podcast, Radical Talks with Tia Darcell. It's your girl, Tia Darcell. What's up? What's happening? How's it going? What y'all doing? How was your week? How was your weekend? Did you do something you never did before during this time? Have you helped somebody else out? Was there a time when you decided to be selfless instead of selfish? I got questions. Y'all should have some answers for me now. Come on. But now, real talk, I just wanted to see how you guys been. You know, I've been good. I've been out the way. I've been working. Work. Not Rihanna's version, the Most High's version. for real, y'all. I've been working like hard. I've been doing a lot of stuff, you know. I'm a barber, y'all know, so I did a lot of back-to-school cuts. And we not only doing haircuts, we do locks, we do natural styles and protective styles on the kids. You know, so it's been a busy week. And we did some back-to-school giveaways, some school supplies, some free cuts, some discounted cuts. Just doing everything that we can to be a help to the community, you know, to the kids. I want to be what I needed when I was younger. I want to try to get a youth what I didn't get that I needed when I was younger. You did what I'm saying? So, all this thing to the King, all praises to the Most High for being able to do so. So, today, man, listen. I got a little interesting topic that I want to talk about. You know what I'm saying? I want to be consistent. And this is something I want to talk about anyway, but I didn't want to get all deep, even though I'm sure. At some point, it's going to get deep, but I wanted to have some little chill, little kickback moment. I want to talk about dating. I want to talk about the dating pool for believers, sold-out believers. Now, I'm not talking about one foot in and one foot out. I'm talking about true men and women of Yah, people that live a life that's pleasing to the Most High, and they fall, but they get right back up fighting. They don't live a life of sin. You dig what I'm saying? That's the difference between falling and getting up and choosing to knowingly live a life of sin. And that's the issue that I got. And I'm just going to jump right into it. My issue is people be out here fake kicking it. Like they living for the Most High and they really not. You know what I'm saying? It's men and women. No, nobody's exempt. You know, you meet a man, right? Example. And he sold out to the Most High. I got a brother that sold out. I got an aunt that is sold out to the Most High. Shout out to T. Lou. And you know, I know me and him, we talk a lot. That's like my best friend. We talk a whole lot, right? And here's the thing. It's so many women out here that want to put on like they sold out for the Most High, but they really not. You know what I'm saying? And I can go into detail about myself. Sold out to the Most High. I love the Most High. Waiting on my husband. You know, patiently waiting on my husband. Sometimes impatiently waiting on my husband. I've fallen in a lot of areas concerning, you know, romance and relationships. And, you know, I slipped on the bandwagon last year. Lost my celibacy, you know, but I'm back on it. I'm well over a year strong. You know what I mean? All the staying to the King. I'm super elated to say that. And I don't mind telling y'all because it's a part of my testimony. But, you know, I come across a lot of dudes that say they love the Most High and that they a man of quote-unquote God. Yeah. But they ain't living it. You know what I'm saying? Got issues that they're not willing to address. You know what I'm saying? They got, like, insecurities that they're not willing to address. And I'm talking about a plethora of men. No one in particular. But if you listen to this ever and you feel hit, then you need to take that to the Most High. But yeah, so it's just like, man, why we can't be real out here in these streets? You know what I'm saying? If we got areas and things that we need to work on, or if we know that we're not ready to commit, or if we know that we're not healed from our previous trauma, we're not healed from our previous pain, our brokenness, why we out here trying to be with people? You dig what I'm saying? And if you're a woman, if you know you're not out here striving to be Proverbs 31, if you know you're not out here trying to be a real life helpmeet, if you know you're not out here dating with purpose to marry, to be somebody's queen, and you know you're going to have to be his rock if you're trying to be his queen, like, why you out here trying to date? Same thing go for dudes. If you know you're not ready to lead her properly, that Ephesians 5, man, if you're not ready to be all that she needs and take care of her, the family, and all of that, and still lead her properly to the Most High, And be willing to deal with your insecurities, be willing to deal with your flaws and your shortcomings, and be willing to pull it all out there on the table, then why you out here trying to date, man? You know what I'm saying? Y'all making it hard for us people out here that's waiting on our somebody, man. It's some of us out here really out here waiting on our purpose partner. We really out here trying to fix ourselves. We really out here trying to be vulnerable. We really out here trying to be open, honest, you know what I'm saying, and upfront with everything that we got going on. And we out here trying to deal with these things before we meet you. You feel me? We out here studying, watching sermons, reading the Bible. We out here reading about the difference between Elisha and Elijah and an Ahab. You get me? Like, we out here trying to learn the difference between a Dawid, which is a David, and an Ahab. You know what I'm saying? Like, we out here trying to learn the difference between a Jezebel and a Ruth. You know? Come on, man. Like, a Jezebel and an Ezra. You know? So, it's a lot of different things that cause mischief and discord in the dating pool for us believers. It's hard out here, man. That's why I stay out of the way. Don't get me wrong, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. You know what I'm saying? So we got to make sure that we on our P's and Q's. We got to make sure that we holding ourselves accountable. We got to make sure that we willing to address our issues. You got to look yourself in the mirror every day on a regular basis and tell yourself, look, man, this is my problem. I got to deal with it right now. I'm not taking my baggage to Shorty. I'm not taking my baggage to this king. I'm not taking my baggage to this queen. She got enough going on. I already know that being a helpmeet requires a lot. I already know that she got to get up before me. She got to take care of the crib. She got to cook. She got to clean. She got to work. You know what I'm saying? She got to make business moves. And we got to do things for the kingdom first and foremost. So I can't be out here pretending like, I ain't got no trauma that I need to deal with. Like, I'm saying these things because I'm sick of it. Like, for real. Like, it is, oh my goodness. And then everybody out here want to fall in love with the give more than the give giver. Everybody want to trap. Everybody want to trap out the bando. When I say trap out the bando on the save side, I'm talking about whatever your trapping may be. Like me, I'm a barber, so I got a hair trap. I'm a gospel rapper, you know what I'm saying? So I be trapping in the studio. You know what I'm saying? If you sell cars, you trapping on the lot. Like, if my boy a postman, so he trapping up and down the street because he doing what he got to do by any means necessary, legal way to get money so he can stay focused and be on the mission and take care of the ministry like the Most High called him to do. But see, the thing is, like, you can't put none of these things before the Most High. And if you out here trying to date with a purpose, y'all should be out here in the Word. If you know you for real about it. Y'all should be out here having Bible studies. Y'all should be out here looking at babe, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever you call them, King, Tonio, and Kiana. Like, I don't know, whatever. Whatever you want to call them, whatever their name may be, you got to be like, well, babe, I don't like the way you said what you said to me. You know what I'm saying? Or I don't like the direction this is going. I think we need to go before the Father. You know, we need to fast. You know, we need to pray. We need to come to a better understanding, you know what I'm saying, of how this should go. And what we need to do in order to actually get to where we need to be. So once we do that, we'll have a better understanding of what it is that is required of each other. You know what I'm saying? Because you're taking it to the Most High. You can't go wrong with that. But see, the problem is, here the problem, and I'm going to say it for the people in the back. The problem is we don't want to see ourselves. I used to be that person, but not anymore. Like, I love seeing me now. Because I know my man is going to require a different level of me that I've never become yet. You know what I'm saying? I haven't experienced the woman that he's going to need me to be. So I got to be willing to shed off, you know what I'm saying, some insecurity, shed off the old me. I got to be willing to submit like never before. And see, that's the thing. A lot of men want a woman that's going to submit. Well, you're not even submitted to the Most High. Like, why am I going to submit to you and you ain't even submitted to the Father? And then you got a lot of women that don't even want to submit. Don't even know how to take care of your man. Like, if you get a real man of Yah, a real kingdom man, oh, man, don't mess around and let him be a Hebrew. You heard what I'm saying? I find out I'm a Hebrew. Like, you got to step up to the plate. Like, we got to go back to the biblical definition of a man and a woman and how they should operate within the parameters of kingdom relationship. You know what I'm saying? We got to take it back to the garden before we sinned, before Adam and Eve sinned, before they ate that fruit, before she talked to the serpent. Because, like, Adam and the serpent had been around each other. And if we use our context clues and if we read the text, you know what I'm saying, within context, he never said nothing to Adam. You know what I'm saying? They ain't never had no beef until Eve came along. She was the weak individual because she the lesser vessel. Because we need a man that's going to teach us, that's going to guide us, that's going to lead us and direct us according to the will, the way, and the ways of the Most High. You feel what I'm saying? But you got to be willing to submit to that, baby girl. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. You got to be willing to. You got to be willing to lay down your life, because the two got to become one. But both of y'all got to be submitted to the Father. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to hop on here. I ain't even going to be deep, and I ain't even going to be long, because I really want everybody to understand, like, you got to be who you want in somebody else. You got to make sure you done built yourself up by fasting, praying, and standing your word, being obedient to the Most High, be willing to kill your flesh. You can't be out here entertaining Tom, Dick, and Harry. I had to check myself too, y'all, because this man, he fine, right? He is. But I know he ain't my man. You know what I'm saying? So I know I can't be out here getting all caught up in conversation with you, giving you all my time and giving you all my attention. You ain't none of my man. I know you ain't my man. You ain't my man. You ain't even sold out to the Most High. You did. So sometimes you got to cut some stuff short, because like that type of stuff is what would be preventing my husband from showing up anyway. Like, I want my man. I want my king. I don't want nobody else's. I can't be nobody's side chick. What? I'm too cute for that. Nah, for real. Nah, but seriously, I'm too sold out to the Most High for that. You know what I'm saying? That was the old me. The old me dead and gone. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, you should be cool to be a side chick. Call somebody phone, sneak, and meet up with them. Now they call it sneaky link. Ain't nobody got time for no being nobody sneaky link. That's how you can get sneaky AIDS. Herpes, gonorrhea, syphilis, man. What you mean a sneaky link? You know what I'm saying? It ain't safe out here in these streets. Everybody sleeping with everybody. Come on, man. Tearing up the foundation of a kingdom life. Tearing up the foundation of a marriage. Tearing up the foundation of a headship from the man leading his wife. From the husband and the wife leading the kids. You know what I'm saying? And everybody going full circle back to the Most High. You know, no matter how you look at it, it is always going to lead us back to the Most High. That's why we got to stay in these scripts. Like, you can't be out here talking about you a Proverbs 31 woman and you want an Ephesians 5 man, but you not even being a Proverbs 31 woman. You just gassing folks up. You just talking it. You got scriptures in your bio. I think that's John C. I'm trying to think. Or Laurel. Anyway, scriptures in your bio. That don't mean you saved. Like, saved for real. I'm talking about a believer. I ain't talking about once saved, always saved. I ain't talking about you said the sinner's prayer saved. No, I'm talking about you proving to the Most High by your works that you love him. The Bible say judge a tree by its fruit. So listen, fellas. Don't even try to holler at me if you ain't sold out to the Most High. I don't know who's listening, who's gonna listen. Like, I don't got time. I don't want to play with you, and I don't want you to play with me. Okay? So, yeah. That was a quick, shameless disclaimer. But seriously, we got to do better, like, because kingdom marriage is so important, because, like, that is why we were created, for purpose, you know what I'm saying? And the biggest purpose of your life is going to be within your marriage, because when a man and a woman of the Most High get together, like, do you understand how much anointing and how much oil is on that when they sold out to the Most High? Do you understand how much kingdom work can be accomplished when they sold out to the Most High? Like, there are no limits. You understand me? There are no limits. So what we need to do is let's tighten up out here. Let's work on ourselves. Let's be vulnerable to each other. Most importantly, let's be vulnerable to the Most High. Let's hold ourselves the highest standards. You know what I'm saying? We're not like the world. We're not trying to date like the world. You know, we're not trying to do these things. We're not trying to give boyfriends, husband privileges. We're not trying to give a homie, a text buddy, wifey privileges. What we're trying to do is we're trying to date with purpose, on purpose, for the purpose of the kingdom. Marriage should be the purpose for kingdom dating. You know what I'm saying? And use your discernment before you get knee deep in something. You know, because the Most I gave you red flags. I know he done gave me plenty of red flags in a lot of situations. And it took me a minute to catch on. But then after a while, I started seeing them as I started to communicate with different people. I'm like, oh, nah, this ain't for me right here. Mm-mm, I ain't the one for you. You ain't the one for me. So let's go ahead and cut ties now. Because I know what my Abba told me. I know how he told me it was going to be. And I know what he told me he had for me. And you ain't it. And I know I'm not for everybody. So I might not have been it for them. I don't care. I'm not offended. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel bad because it didn't work out. I'm not going to fake kick it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you get emotionally involved in somebody, it's going to hurt for a little while. You know, I'm not playing the pretend game. Like, we don't have emotions and that we're not human. But the thing is, being obedient to the Most High is better than being hurt. You know what I'm saying? When I say better than being hurt, I mean, like, I'd rather be obedient to the Most High than to not want to hurt somebody's feelings. Because I don't want to see you hurt. No. If seeing you hurt or seeing me hurt for a little minute temporarily is going to make me be obedient to the Most High, yeah, I'm going to have to shut them deuces. And I would want you to chuck the deuces to me too, because I don't want to ever keep nobody from purpose. I don't ever want to keep nobody from growing and becoming everything that the Most High has for them. Because like I said, I'm not for everybody and everybody's not for me. So you're not going to be for everybody. So if you single out here, this message is for you. Make sure that you're building yourself up. Make sure that you stand in your word. Make sure that you are fasting and praying and communing with the Most High. Because like when your time come, when your man come or when your woman come, just make sure that you're ready. You know, and pray for your husband or your wife, future husband or future wife. You know what I'm saying? Build them up. That's what you need to do in your single season. But see, take advantage of your single season. This is something that I had to learn the hard way, because you get more time for the Most High. You get more time for ministry. You get more time for serving. Because when you get married and get in a relationship, you got to put other people's needs before yours. You got to think about your husband or your wife all the time. You know what I'm saying? They next to you. Who now? So yeah, don't get it twisted. Like, we better enjoy and maximize this single season. That way, when we do get our spouses, we ready to turn up for the kingdom. We out here slicing and dicing. We got this Ephesians 6. We got like our whole arm on. You know, we ready for whatever. So yeah, man, I just want to chop it up and say, yeah, I know it may seem like the dating pool is trash can out here, sewage juice, garbage juice, like. For real, it really do seem like that. I've been single for a minute, you hear me? And it's hard out here sometimes, a lot of the times. But I know the Most High is faithful, and when my time come, it's coming. And can't nothing stop it or deter it or delay it but me and my actions, me and my disobedience. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of the times when I fall, I know why I'm falling, you know, and I know the area that I need to work on. So it's like I'm setting myself up for failure. Okay, you know you waiting on your man, and why you out here talking to these dudes you know ain't your man to you? Stop playing, so get yourself together. Everybody don't deserve your time, and everybody don't deserve your attention. Everybody don't deserve your number. Everybody shouldn't be in your inbox. You should not be entertaining everybody. You know what I'm saying? Ministry is ministry. There's a difference between discipling and communicating. It shouldn't go left. You understand what I'm saying? And listen, I already know the type of man that come in my way, because the Most High gave me an example, right? He showed me this fella, right? Oh my goodness. Dude don't even know the Most High used him to show me what a real man of Yah look like. And I'm just so grateful that I got the opportunity to glean from his behavior, his demeanor, the way he carried himself, the way he talks, you know what I'm saying? The way he esteems Yahuwah. Like, it just do something to my spirit, and he ain't even my man. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you got to be sold out to the Most High to the best of your ability. And you got to love on the Most High. And he going to teach you how to love on your husband or love on your wife. And when you loving on the Most High, he going to teach you how to love on yourself. You can never love another man or another woman, another individual, if you don't love you wholeheartedly. You got to like what you see when you're looking in the mirror. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt that you are worth somebody's all. And that the Most High created you for somebody. If you're a woman, you somebody real. You know what I'm saying? If you a king, somebody out here is your rib. She waiting on you. So tighten up, man. Kings and queens, tighten up. This is my call, man, to you guys to tighten up, and for myself also, because it's people that's depending on our marriage to be set free from bondage. You understand me? So we got to do better. We got to be selfless out here. We got to be more understanding to the fact that this life is not our own. We belong to the Most High, yeah. But also we have people that we belong to, our husbands, our wives. You get what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I pray that this touches somebody in the right way. And I pray that this convicts somebody that know they've been slacking. Because it's convicting me just saying it. Because I know I'm slacking in some areas that I need to tighten up in concerning my man. Because I can't wait for my husband, y'all. Stop playing with us. I'm a my husband, y'all, to death. You heard me? But anyway, man, y'all already know what time it is. I love y'all the right way, the wrong way, the long way, and the strong way. And you just tuned in to a brand new episode of Radical Talks with Tia Darcelle.